This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Data from Denver Public Schools shows 5 times as many weapons were brought to campuses in the last school year than the year before. Chalkbeat Colorado's Melanie Asmar reports District Superintendent Alex Marrero said the problem is not just with Denver Public Schools.
He's really calling on city leaders. You know, he said several times, like, this is not only a Denver Public Schools issue. This is a city issue. It's a statewide issue. It's a national issue. He said in terms of access to guns and how teenagers are getting access to guns.
Marrero says many of the guns are not brought to school to start violence, but because kids are scared. Sales of fuel-efficient and electric cars surged in Colorado last year. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Gas-guzzling vehicles, mostly SUVs and other light trucks, are still king in Colorado. But industry data shows registrations of new battery electric vehicles were up nearly 50% in the fourth quarter of 2022 compared with the same period in 2021. Hybrid and plug-in hybrid sales saw increases too. The bump in sales happened as gas prices hit historic highs last year. Yet state officials are proposing new incentives for EVs to boost sales even more. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, which ended the Mexican-American War, is going on view in Denver. The treaty moved the U.S.-Mexican boundary south from the Arkansas River, which passes through Colorado, to the Rio Grande, forever changing the lives of everyone who lived in the region. History Colorado will display the agreement in its Borderlands of Southern Colorado exhibit from February 3rd through May 23rd. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.